Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with the host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. And we send greetings to you, 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 and you today, trusting that all is well with you wherever you are located at this time. And we want to thank God for you being there, no matter how you're listening, how you're hearing us today. But we thank God for you listening today. Oh, we just want to praise his holy name for everything, for the events that's happening in the world, for the events that's happening on your block. Oh, yes, we just thank God for you today. Yes, you're still here. I'm still here. We're still praying and praising and glorifying God, because this is the day that he made. And this is the time to rejoice that you see this day. So we want to thank you. Thank you and thank you for being there, being our friends, our listening friends. And listen, 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 while you're listening, we want you to call 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. Call us and give us your testimony, praise report. Tell us how you like the broadcast, what we can do to enhance it. Any way you can, you do that, you know, let us know so that we can go forward. And we don't want to leave you out. We want to let you know that we love you. We really, really do love you. Now pray for us as we pray for you. Now here's our prayer warrior, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is no other God but you. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, and we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father, for many are standing in judgment, Lord Father. Father, may I wake up. But, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for this day, Lord, Father, the day that wasn't promised to us, O God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord, Father. And Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person, name by name, and what they're in need of, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree with those that ask for prayer for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord Father, we're thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Paul Gay right now, Lord Father, asking you to touch him, Lord Father, when it's time, Lord Father, for him to go to do that back surgery, Lord Father. We ask that you be that surgeon, Lord Father. You be that anesthesiologist, Lord Father. You be that nurse, Lord Father. You be those that are surrounding him right now in that room in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, you brought him through hip surgery, Lord Father. Father, we look in, Lord Father, and trust in, Lord Father, knowing that you are the best physician, Lord Father. Father, to touch him, Lord Father, as well, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elizabeth, Lord Father. We ask you to continue to give her the strength that she needs, Lord Father. And Father, touch her body, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord Father. We speak healing, Lord Father. Father, as she continue, Lord Father, to take care of her son, Richie, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for what you have done for him. Father, what you're doing for him, even as we speak, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you. Heavenly Father, continue, Lord Father, to strengthen him also in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Denisha, Lord Father. Father, touch her mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, the operation that she's about to go through, Lord Father. Father, you be, Lord Father God, the doctors, the surgeons, Lord Father. And let her know, Father, that it's nobody but you, Lord Father. Father, you say healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. Touch her mind right now, Lord Father. Father, we pray also for her salvation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as she continue, Lord Father, to call upon you, Lord Father, knowing that there is no other God but you. And Father, we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Brenda right now, Lord Father. Touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak healing to her body from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, knowing, Lord Father, that you're bigger than any sickness, Lord Father God. For you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. As we continue to decree and declare it and confess our healing right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to thank you, Lord, for bringing Stanley out of the hospital, Lord Father. We ask that you continue to touch his body in the name of Jesus. We speak healing to his body in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kenny right now, Lord Father, that's on life support, Lord Father. Father, we haven't had any updates, Lord Father, but we will continue to call his name before you, Lord Father, and continue to say, let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Lynn right now, Lord Father. You know her situation, Lord Father, and we are thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done. And Father, we know, Lord Father, you can move in her situation. We ask you, O God, to intervene in her behalf, Lord Father. Intervene on her behalf. Show up and show out right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Felona and her daughter, Lord Father, asking you right now to dispatch their warring and minister angels to stand guard round about them, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for your healing virtue, Father God, being round about them. We thank you for your shield of protection round about them. In the name of Jesus, Father, continue to have Felona, Lord Father, be aware of her surroundings in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for bringing her through that kidney operation, giving it to her, Lord Father. Father, knowing, Lord Father, that it was nobody but you, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for just hearing the prayers, Lord Father. Father, touch her immune system right now, Lord Father, though that she is in a critical time, Lord Father. Father, touch her, strengthen her, and those that are around her right now in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I hold before you my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, Sharon and George. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them, covering them, Lord Father, under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. Father, as we continue, Lord Father, to speak healing, Lord Father, to their bodies, Lord Father, we continue, Lord Father, to ask that you keep your hedge of protection round about them right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for using them to bring forth the rhema word, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father, as they continue to pour into us, Lord Father. We speak healing. We speak overflow in their lives. We speak strength in their lives right now in the name of Jesus, and knowing that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord Father. We thanking you and just glorifying you, Lord Father, for blessing us, Lord Father, with them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Now, Father, I hold before you the fivefold ministry, Lord Father. Father, as I hold them before you, I cover them under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to keep that hedge of protection around about them also, Lord Father. They that are standing flat-footed upon your word, preaching, teaching, and preparing your people, Lord Father, and not watering down the word, Lord Father, but speaking what thus say the Lord. Father, continue to give them the strength that they need, Lord Father, to continue to carry on in you right now, Lord Father. Touch the broadcast right now, Lord, as we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast and canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord Father. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, take control right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for even touching the airways, Lord Father, as it touched many nations and the people in the nation that is tuning in and listening to this broadcast, oh God. We're thanking you right now for touching their lives, touching their situations, Lord Father. Father, as they grab hold of the word, Lord Father. Father, this may be the only means of them getting the word, hearing the word, Lord Father. So, Father, use this airways, Lord Father, to touch them and continue to touch, heal, and deliver them right now, Lord Father. Continue to touch each and every man and woman that God is coming forth in this broadcast, giving the word, Lord Father, your word, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, taking nothing and no one for granted, Lord Father. Father, touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. You know where they're at. You know what they're in need of, Lord Father. Father, some may need your healing touch, Lord Father. Some may need your comfort, Lord Father. Some may just need you to love on them, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for being all that for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Now I ask, Lord Father, as you decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord Father, I ask, Lord Father, that you increase in them, Lord Father, as they bring forth the word this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Today, I will give the word that I'm going to give you today. It says, Jesus does not command us to comprehend his mysteries. He invites us to believe his promises. Christ does not insist that we understand his miracles. He asks us to accept his invitations. The Master does not demand that we memorize his teaching. He expects us to receive his blessing. Amen. We thank God for the word that came forth. as we pass it over to Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and the name of Jesus. We thank God. Today we thank God for Apostle, amen, in the name of Jesus. We thank God for Sister Diane. Thank God for that prayer. Man, and as Apostle often say, if you didn't hear your name because you did not call and get your name on the prayer list, but we pray for you anyhow. Amen, because prayer now is universal. Amen, from the east, west, north, and the south. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Jesus himself said that man, in other words, mankind, shall always pray and not faint. And that faint means don't quit, don't stop, and don't give up. Why? Because he is a praying God. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Taking time out of your busy schedule and tuning in today. Amen. To hear. Amen. A word from the Lord. Amen. And today what I want to talk about, the topic is empower believer. Empower believer. How many know that we are endued with power? Mm-hmm. See, that's why our Lord and Savior said that it's expedient that he go away. And if he didn't go away, the comfortable which the Holy Spirit would not come. In other words, he could not be where you at and where I'm sitting at the same time when he was here walking on the earth in a bodily, amen, a fleshly body as you and I. But now when he went to the cross and went down in the grave and he come up with all power in his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand, he came up with a glorified body to send it back to glory. Praise God. And God the Father sent the Holy Spirit back. Now he's everywhere. And we, amen, is in power when you have received it. Man, and how do you receive it? It's simple. It's for the asking. You know, you have accept Christ. Say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. And he'll do just that. If you mean it from your heart, praise God, he will come in and he say he will set between you with him. So that empower, man, and let's look at the word that empower. What do empower, what do it mean? Empower to give power or authority. To authorize, to especially by legal or official means. And if you keep in notes, put I, that's you, yourself, I, my, and me. So that's that word empower means, to give power or authority or authorize, especially by legal or official means. See, and that's what our Lord and Savior did for us. He give us that authority. He say, I have give you power over all the enemy. Am I right? Praise the Lord. And I'm glad about it today that he endured us with power over the enemy. Praise the Lord. I'm glad about it. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it that he endured us with power from on high. And he said, whatever that we bind on earth, he said he will bind it in heaven. He said whatever we loose on earth, he said he will loose it, amen, in heaven. Look at the authority. See? Look at the power that he endured to the believer. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Enable, permit, wealth, empower him to give a comfortable life. The enable, empower believer. Look what the Lord have done for us. Now I'm going to ask a question. What more can he do? He paid it all. And all to him we owe. And we know that sin left a crimson stain, but who washed it whiter than snow? See? See, he is God, and besides him, there is no other. Now, I'm going to give you some scriptures. I'm not going to go all over the book, but I'm going to give you some scriptures. We're going to talk about it today, about the empowered believer. And why do we need to be empowered from on high? See, because we're living in a what? Troubled world. See, it's trouble all around us. See, Jesus himself said, we are in the world, but we're not of it. See, so it's a different, am I right? All right. So if you have your Bibles, I want you to go with me now. Praise the Lord, and I'm going to just give you four verses. Four verses in the book of Ephesians. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. The book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Ephesians, chapter 5. Ephesians, chapter 5. And I want to direct your attention to verse 14, 15, 16, and 17. Praise the Lord. All right. You will find these words in verse 14. He said, wherefore, he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop right there. Praise the Lord. Wherefore, he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. How many know it's important to avoid the worthless deed of evil and darkness? Am I right? This is our Apostle Paul, and he's talking to a Gentile church, the Ephesians. Amen. And what he's saying here, praise God, he said it's worthless deed of evil and darkness to walk in it. In other words, is it any pleasure or activity that result in sin? No. See? And this is what was happening. Now, let's bring it up to us today, but we must go even further now. So he that is empowered with power, we are believers. See, what Paul instructs us to expose these evil deeds. Am I right? See? Now, if we are silent, that is an interpretation as an approval. That means you not crying loud, you're not, you know, and you seem like you, they say solid give consent. That means you're going along with what is going on in our troubled world. Now, God wants us, and he needs people who will take a stand. Is that you today? Take a stand against sin. Take a stand for all matter of evil and darkness in our troubled world today. Praise God. See, now remember what the subject is, an empowered believer. If you endure it with power from on high, man, you're going to cry loud and spare not. And you're going to tell dying men and women that's in darkness, the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. See, so verse 14, wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. He'll give you light. See? When you want to come at it. See, and when we talk to people, see, we are taking a stand for what is right. Now, which side are you on today? We as Christians that endured with power, the empowered believer, we love speaking out for what is true and right. Come on now. Is that you today? I know it's me. I tell you often that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because I realize that it is power unto salvation to all that believe. Come on now. And he said what he'd do for one, he'll do for all. So now which side are you on today? Have you woke up yet? So this is what was going on with the Ephesians back there. They had some of them had to start slipping and going back into the world, but yet they was saying the name of Christ. How many know, man, that many serving with their lips, but their heart is far from them? Hmm? So we as Christians must we must speak out for what is true and for what is right. See? We stand on that. Why? Because we are empowered. We're going to be guided. We're going to be directed by our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 60:1 says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." See that? Ain't you glad that it's all about Jesus? See? And when we keep our eyes on how soon coming came, praise the Lord, everything will be all right. Because he's able to turn a negative into a positive. He's able to turn a bad situation and make some good out of it. See? So even Isaiah there, he said, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." Now, have he risen in your life? He's been gone over 200,000 years ago, but have he arisen in your life? See, this is a self case. The only way that you can be endured with power from on high, you got to come out of darkness. And the light is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hmm? See? Verse 15. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." In other words, walk carefully. Hmm? If you're in the light and you endure it with power from on high, step by step, we'll make this journey. Hmm? How many know that the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord? And when I say a good man, I'm talking about mankind. See? Ain't you glad, amen, that, amen, our Lord and Savior, he led the flow plan out. And all we must do is just follow it. See? Just like a map. Hmm? If you miss it, praise God, get off course. He's able. Praise God. But you see that thing doing the car? Recalculate. Sister Diane? Yep. And that's what it do. Hey, if it tell you you got to recalculate in the spirit, recalculate. See? That power is everywhere. See? And I'm glad about it today, amen, that it is everywhere. Praise the Lord. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." That's what we must do in the name of Jesus. Man, and he'll do great things in our lives. Man, if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Because he is God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is God, and he changed not. And I'm glad about it, man, that we serve, he met our right now God. Praise the Lord. In Colossians chapter 4, praise the Lord, chapter 4 and verse, man, chapter 4 and verse 5. 4 and 5, you'll find these words. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without. See what we got to do? We that is endued with power. We got to use wisdom. We don't join them, okay? When we walk amongst them, we don't talk down on them, praise God. But we let our light shine. What Isaiah say, rise and shine, for thy light has come. And the glory, I mean his presence, of the Lord is risen upon thee. See? Why? Because we endure it. And when we, amen, amongst that is in darkness, this when we, amen, we live the life. We show, not only talk the talk, but we walk the walk. Praise God. Amen. We don't talk like them. We don't walk like them. We're not better than them, but we special. Why? Because God have made us special. He have empowered us. He have given us the authority. See, when you're empowered, I told you what, amen, that empowered mean authority. See? Ain't you glad about it today? Praise God. That we can't lose. Amen. We win. Amen. Whatever come upon you and I, we are winners. And I'm glad about it. Thank you, Jesus. So, verse number 5. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without. See? Redeeming the time. Them that is on the outside. Them that is without. Praise God. See? You don't talk down on them. But you encourage them. Let them know that Jesus loved them. You have to let them understand that he died for their sins. Like they died for your sins. They died for my sins. Then St. John 3:16 say, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. That whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. So when you endure it with power from on high, praise God. Oh, you have it all. Praise God. But then, you know, we that is in power, believers, man, believing in our Lord and our Savior, amen, we are yet working on this building, on our temple. That's why the scripture tells us that it is one baptism, but many refilling. Am I right? Praise the Lord. In Malachi 4:2 says this, but unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as a calf of the star. Look at that. See, even when you endure it with power, look at all the benefits that you have. See, now I know that the word of God tells us that God reign on the unjust like he do the just. But certain benefits the unsaved not going to get. Make the bust your bubble. But I got to tell you both sides of the coin. That's why it's good to come on the Lord's side. Certain benefits you're not going to get when you're walking in darkness. See? That's why he said he come to separate the sheep from the goat. Now, what side are you on? Are you a sheep or are you a goat? Are you walking in darkness or are you walking in light? You and we that has endured with power from on high, we walk in the light. So Malachi 4:2, but unto you that fear my name, you fear the Lord, praise God. You want to please him. See, that fear is not scared him like you the booger man. It's fear that means reverence. In the Greek means reverence. We reverence him. Why? Because he is God. He is God Almighty. He is God of the universe. He is God. We trust him. And if he spoke his word, he's able to perform it. And he's doing it even as we speak. Shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing? See, is in his wings. See, he got healing in his wings. He got healing. Got deliverance. See? He's touching even now. He know what you need even before you ask. But he said ask. And if you ask, you shall receive. If you seek him, that seeking the Bible means serious. How serious are you about it today? About serving him? Or coming out of your wicked and evil ways? How serious are you? So what is Paul doing here to the Ephesian church here? Praise the Lord. In verse 16, he said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And I just read it in Colossians 4:5, if you want to read it again. See? You want to read it again? Read it. Colossians 4:5. See what we got to do? See? 4:5. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. And that's what I said. See? See, so what is Paul doing here? Paul was appealing to the Ephesian church to wake up. See? The time now, you talk about when you sleep in your bed, when you're in darkness, you're sleeping. It's time to wake up and realize the danger, see, condition that you're in. And to which some of them had been slipping. Is that you? Is that you? See, so now if we know that we had the terrible pandemic and coronavirus hit from the east, west, north, and the south, it hit around the world. I don't think it excludes nobody. Am I right? See, I was looking at the news. It was 660,000 people have lost their lives from this pandemic. And if you listen to the sound of my voice, you ought to give God some glory. You ought to give God some praise. If it hit you and didn't take you out, or hit somebody in your family and didn't take your family member out, see, you ought to be shouting. You ought to be glorifying his holy name. Why? Because he brought you out with a mighty hand. So Paul, see, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We know we're living in time. You cannot even turn the news on locally. Somebody done got shot. You know, I think I was telling the apostle, and I think I was telling Michael, Deacon Mike, the other day, you know, one thing that the lockdown did, People got mad about it. Couldn't go nowhere but to the store and back home. You didn't hear nobody getting shot. Huh? Now they're shooting the children. They're shooting everybody. And then turning the gun on themselves. Why? Because the days are evil. See? Pressure. See? It's evil. So much evil in our society. People can't communicate and talk with one another now. The argument break out. See? Back in my day, you have a fist fight, and then you live another day. But that day is over. See? That day is over. Praise the Lord. See? Everything is happening. See? In our society. But we shouldn't be amazed of what is going on, because our nation is split. People don't even want to listen to and pay attention to what the doctors and the scientists tell them. They want to, don't look at me, don't tell me what to do, and leave me alone. And they mean that thing. See? And see, when our Lord and Savior see that type of attitude, worse of things come. See? Determined to have it. They don't, their way. But our God say his way is not like man's way. Neither his thoughts is like man's thoughts. So what you going to do with that? So now who you going to trust? Your own feeling? Or you going to trust in a true and the living God? The Bible telling me, I was at the store the other day, and young lady was telling me, they were talking with this young man, and said he got down on his knees, he was seeking the Lord, and something told him to get up. Now, you know that wasn't nothing but the devil. Come on now, told me to get up. I'm telling you, but he, you know. She said, then something told his mind, how can you believe in something you can't even see? Well, we know that God is a spirit. And he come and he said he looked for them to serve him in spirit and in truth. But now when them in darkness and sleeping, when you are talking to them, it's hard for them to understand the spiritual things of God. Why? Because they calm. See? They're calm-minded. See? And them that are in the calm state, the Bible tells us that they can't please God. So ain't you glad that you have arrived out of sleep and you done come into the marvelous light where you are serving the Lord? And you win. And we run to win. Victory is ours, said the Lord. You can't miss it if you stay with our Lord and Savior, because you endure. So this is what Paul was doing. He was appealing to him to wake up. See? And to realize now, if you're in darkness, as I speak to you, you got to realize that it's a danger. You're in a danger condition. That death angel is riding. See? These people are checking out of here. It'll make you think you're on deck. You know how you play baseball and you the next batter, or softball, whatever you play, and the batter and you up next. It'll make you think, huh? Come on now. See? Because you never know where it's at. See? But he is preparing our hearts, giving you time. Every time you hear the word, seeing you without excuse now. Because he said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And the angel's sitting there writing. And one day, now, he said, every knee, that includes your knee, that includes mine, that includes the rich, include the poor, the middle class, or whatever class you want to call it, you're going to bow. Color, creed, nationality, you're going to bow. Every knee going to bow. Every tongue going to confess that our Lord is Jesus Christ is Lord. See? Now, it's not Buddha. It's not Sun Yun Moon. It's not Joseph Smith. It's not Muhammad. But it's Jesus. Oh, you're going to bow. You're going to bow. Praise the Lord. Paul was appealing to him. So, what you think I'm doing to you today? You can turn to deaf ear, but it's going down in the Lamb Book of Life. That's right. And see, he loved you with everlasting love. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. He have no respect to person. Don't let the enemy put in your mind that you done something so bad that you can't repent. See? And you wake up in the morning, say, Lord, forgive me for all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, knowing and unknowing. Even my forefathers. See how easy it is? He make it simple for us. And I'm glad about it. So that's what Paul was doing to him. He was appealing to him. Redeeming the time that caused the days are evil. Verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Y'all see that? Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of the Lord? Huh? You ever thought about that? Just to do what? Serve him in spirit and in truth. What is his will? Have no other God before me. So what is the will of the Lord? Have you ever thought about it? That's powerful. So this is what Paul is saying to them. Therefore be ye not unwise, but understand. We got to understand what is the will of the Lord. See? Colossians 1 and 9 says this. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. See what we'll do? See what the preacher will do? See why you out there, what the world say, doing their thing, we praying for you. And to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. Y'all see that? In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Oh, help me somebody. See? So that's what we pray for you for, that you come out of your sleep. Awake out of that danger zone, and come into safety zone. We're talking about spiritual now. And he'll turn your midnight into day. How many know behind every dark cloud the sun will shine? See? It's always a brighter day. But you got to come out from among them, and you got to be Esau. Got to be separated, said the Lord. He said, then he'll be your God. We'll be his sons and daughters. You got to come out. Praise God. He's not going to do it all. Now, he can give you a Paul experience. See, young religious folk, you go to church every now and then. Then you go on the holidays, what it is, Christmas and what else it is, Easter. New Year's. Ain't it funny when people think they're going to die before the New Year, but they run into church and count down. And then the first thing back out the door. See? then go try to find somewhere where you can get high. I ain't talking about that type of religion. But when you come in, that you make up your mind that you're going to give your heart, your life to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. See, so Colossians 1 and 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. See, that's what we do. Anointed man, woman of God, going to pray that you come out of your sleep, come out of your darkness, see, and to come into the marvelous light and to know him who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Verse 10 says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increase in the knowledge of God. You see that? See what God wants for us? See? And that's what anointed preacher will do. Look who Paul is talking to the church. Talk to Ephesians, now in Colossians, he's talking to the church. You know what? Then them that are slipping, he put them in remembrance. It's a danger zone. He put them in remembrance to come out of. You had it, and then you turn it loose. See, so is that you today? Now, in Colossians, verse 11, chapter 1, watch this. Strengthen with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness. Look at that. You see that? See how good God is? And if you compare the Ephesians, when he wrote to them, and Colossians, practically just about the same thing. Practically just about the same thing. Why? Because he wants to remind the empowered believer that you got something. Don't turn it loose. See? Strengthening with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Verse 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers, see what we is, of the inheritance of the saints in light. Well, I like that. Now, that's at home. That's deep. Paul cared about the church because he planted them. Why? Because where God had brought him from, he was an educated man, could speak different languages. That's why God used him like he did. But told him he was going to send him into the way of the Gentiles because he could speak their language. Peter, James, and John couldn't do that. Yet they walked close with the Lord. See, all of us have our different ministry. We have our different callings. But it all lead to the same thing when you are anointed. You're going to lift up the name of Jesus when you are in power from on high. Praise the Lord. Giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Verse 13 say, who have delivered us from the power of darkness. Come on, somebody. And have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he turned it. But that song is, Tribute, he turned it. Ain't you glad that he turned it in your life? See? You don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can shout. You can give him glory now. See? Why? Because you have that in, been endured with power. You give that to the believer. Oh, if you believe it today, I mean, he will bring you out. Oh, he's doing something great even today. And I thank God, amen. He say, well, there's two or three gathered together in his name. There he'll be in the midst. Praise the Lord. Oh, he's in the midst. He's in the midst. He's in the midst. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If I go back to, y'all stay with me now. Go back to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. You'll find this, verse 18. I got to read this one. And be not drunk with wine, wherein exceeded, but be filled with the Spirit. Y'all see that? You read it? See? Don't be drunk with the wine, but be drunk with the Spirit. See? That's what he endure the believer with, his Holy Spirit, the name of Jesus. Okay? All right, let's go back to Colossians chapter 1. And I stopped at verse number 13. And I'm going to read that again. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness, see, and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. See what he do? See? Ain't God good? And he's worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I just have to give him some praise. I have to give him some glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 1. Oh, praise the Lord. Chapter 1, verse 11. For so an interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is what he supplied. He supplied it for us. It's all about him. See? It's all about Jesus Christ. See, and I'm glad about that today. Praise the Lord. That is all about him. Thank you, Jesus. Right? Back to Colossians. In verse 14, he's in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. See? So Paul was breaking it down to the Colossians church. See? Even when people try to come in there and pervert their salvation. Now, we had to be mindful of what we hear. I'm going to say that again. We got to be mindful of what we hear. That's why it's danger. You're running from church to church. Come on now. There's devils in all these churches. Well, let me tell you, it's like it is in all of them. There's no such thing as no perfect church. Now it's time to talk about it. You want to call, and I got scripture to back me up. Jesus said, did not I choose 12? And y'all know the rest. He said, one of you is what? So don't think the Lord don't know now. See, that's why we don't have to judge and have to say who ain't got this and who ain't doing this. The Lord already know. I thank God. See? That he know. He searched the heart. He knows what's in the mind of the spirit. He knows what we live. He knows. He made us. He know all about us. Thank you, Jesus. See? But be like David. Keep a repentant heart. David said, Lord, create into me a clean heart. Put within me a righteous spirit. Restore the joy of my salvation. See that? See how simple it is? David messed up, but he kept a repentant heart. But now some consequences for sin. Because the wrath never left his house. But he yet is a forgiving God. He is merciful. From everlasting to everlasting, from generation to generation, from the beginning to the end. He is Alpha and he's Omega. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So now, we find here in verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God? The firstborn of every creature. And who is that? We know. Who was it? Jesus. That's right. You can't get around it. How are you going to get around it? People want to fight. Yeah, he ain't the only way. See, that's what's wrong with you. See? You want to debate. You want to argue. Do you know your name? I'm going to ask you a question. How do you know that's your name? You was a baby. You were just born into the world, and they give you that name. And you say, how do you know they ain't call you Dilly by Dilly? How do you know? You know because that's what they put on record. That's your name and the day you were born. How do you know that for the day you were born? Because they told you that. They put it on record. So now, as it is in the natural, Jesus know who he is. Jesus said in St. John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am life. No man come to the Father but by me. Christ is the truth, and the Holy Spirit guides the church, guides the empowered believer. It is the Spirit of truth where he sent back here. Praise the Lord. Now, Christ, as followers of our Lord and Savior, we must be committed to the truth. We're going to tell the truth at all costs. If it hit us, come on, somebody. We got to come up. Come on, amen. Talk to me, Diane. We got to come up. Amen. This means that both, that our words should be honest, and that our actions should reflect Christ's integrity. Oh, talk to me, somebody. That's heavy there, ain't it? It's tight, but it's right. See? Man, all he just come up. Praise God. That's right. He said, Lord, you're right, and I'm wrong. Simple. That's all it is. That's all it takes today, church. You that is listening, praise God, whatever means you listen to, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's be honest about it. Man. And he'll do great things. Oh, praise the Lord in our lives. Now, holding the truth in love is not always easy and convenient or pleasant, but it is necessary if the church is going to do Christ's work in this world. Oh, help me, somebody. It's not easier said than done. Jesus said that if they've done it to a green tree, they're going to do it to a dry one. But he said, I never leave you and I never forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always to the end of the world. Oh, we have somebody on our side today. He is a heavy load sharer. He is a burden bearer. Praise God. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Oh, I thank you, God, for it today. Thank God that he loved me. Oh, praise God. Man, he don't love you today and then turn his back on you tomorrow.
Thank you.
He don't serve, amen. We don't serve a God that love you conditional. He loves us unconditional. Praise God. I often say all the time, if you'd have been the only person on this earth, he yet would have unrobed himself, came down into a little world and died for your sin. Who would serve a God like that? Oh, help me somebody. Oh, he's worthy today. Oh, praise God. Thank God that his word is going to all four corners of the earth and not returning them to him void, but it will accomplish what it pleases. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, we as Christians, sometimes we feel that the mistakes will destroy our witness for the Lord. And we see, amen, our own weakness. And they know that many non-Christians seem to have a stronger character than we do. They just look that way. How can we grow up into Christ? That's the question. How can we grow up into him? By seeking him more? How often you fast? How often you your devotion time in the Word? And we know that God speaks three ways. He's talking to you now as I minister to you. That small, still voice. Am I right? See how God talk? See? And when you read his word, that's the only two ways. If you're looking for God to speak any other way, it's an error. God speak three ways, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the blessed Holy Ghost. See? Now, we're reading about Paul talking to the church, but who is he speaking to today? He's talking to you and I. And what is the subject today? Empower believer. See? Praise the Lord. He is merciful. The answer is that Christ formed us into a body. We are a body. We are a body of believers. There is one Lord. There is one faith. And there is one baptism in us all and through us all. We are in a group. We are a group of individuals who are united into a purpose and to love for one another for the Lord. If an individual stumble, the rest of us that's in Christ, empowered believers, is there. Praise the Lord, is there to pick up that person, not push him down, not scandalize him, not hurt him, pick him up and help him or her on her way of their way with God again. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Are y'all listening to me? Thank you, Jesus. Even as the rest of the body continue to witness for God's truth, as part of Christ's body, do you reflect part of Christ's character and carry out your special role in his work? Do you do that? Are you one criticizing, finding fault? See? But an empowered believer gonna stand for what is right and for what is true. Okay? And we're going to help them. The Bible says them that are strong and bear the infirmity of the weak. So that's what we do. Okay? Praise the Lord. All we thank God, amen, for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We thank God. People, it's paid in full. And then breaking St. John 14:6 down, Jesus said he is the only way. That's what he's saying. If you read St. John 14:6, the only way to get back to God, the Father. Now, we have people fight this, debate this, do all matter of talking about it. They argue about it, debate about it. But this is the way is, they say this way is too narrow. In reality, it is the wide enough for the whole world. How many know broad is the way that lead to destruction? Narrow is the way that lead to salvation. Oh, ain't you glad about it today? If the world would choose to accept it. See how simple it is? You got to accept it. You got to say, Lord, it's me that stand in the need of prayer. It's not my mother. It's not my father. It's not my sister, not my brother. But it's me, oh Lord, that stand in the need of prayer. Now, instead of worrying about how limited it sounds to have only one way, we should be saying, thank you, God, for providing a sure way to get to you. In the name of Jesus. God is. Heals me now. Are you baptized with the Holy Spirit now? To be endued with power from on high. You've been stumbling and blundering. Lord, help me. It's me, oh Lord. Lord, if I'm too high, bring me down. I'm humbling, but help me to quit stumbling. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. All praise the Lord. Oh, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Empower believer. We thank you for turning out midnight in today. And we thank you knowing that there is one baptism, but many refilling. And I pray for every listener as I speak today, that you touch their hearts and their minds. Thank you for supplying their need. Lord, you said if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, you said that all these other things will be added. Lord, we believe you for your word, that if you spoke it, you are able to perform it. Oh, we give you praise. Lord, I thank you that we don't have to wait till the battle is over. We can shout and give you glory and give you praise right now. Thank you that victory is ours. You paid it all. All to him, all to you we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but you washed it whiter than snow. Oh, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We honor you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up. And we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because we realize that it is power unto salvation to all that believe. In the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, you said anything we ask in thy name. You said you would do it for us. And if you spoke it, you were able to perform it. You said all things, not some. All things are possible if we only believe. Thank you for increasing our faith today. Thank you for this day, a day that you have made. We're going to continue to just rejoice and be glad in it. Knowing, oh God, that you're always there. And you always bring us out to bring us in to something better. Oh, we bless you for victory through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, I bless you. I speak the blessing of the Lord over the airways, from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. The yokes would be destroyed. Captive would be set free. Broken hearts will be men. In the matchless name of Jesus. Oh, we bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for manifest. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, and amen again to that word. Empower the believer. And I'm not going to elaborate on that word at this time, but I just wanted to bring this vision that I had this morning. And as I sit here, the bishop was winding up. He brought it back to me and to let you know as a believer what is going on. And what it was the fact that all people, all of them are looking for church as usual, church to go back normal. But what I saw this morning, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, restructured what God kept saying as he was talking about the believer and everything, empowerment and all, is that restructure. He kept saying, restructuring the church. Restructuring the church. And there was this beautiful building that I had always seen in this vision. And I liked the church. It was empty, wasn't nobody there. And so one day I went by the church and I said, I'm just going to look at this church here. Went there and I see all this work going on in the church. And I said, well, what in the world? And the sign was, I don't know if the sign was there before or came afterward, but they had a sign. It said Methodist Institute, Methodist Church, Methodist something. But I say, Methodist? Well, I'm going in here and see what they're doing. I went inside the church, and I've been in there before. And the church was complete. They had workmen all over the church. They had people in the church sitting. And wasn't no whole lot of people there. And they were just sitting, looking, just looking. And they were redoing the church, taking out, putting in, and rebuilding. And then they had, listen to me, in the church, they had carpenters. So they had grown carpenters and children carpenters. And so the grown carpenters was teaching the young children how to be a carpenter. And they were just building stuff. So I was looking, and guess what? It was all kinds of people was working there. All kinds of people were sitting there. And then they had different levels. They had took out rooms and took out this and put that in and read that. I said, you're going to redo this too? Yeah, they done changed the walls. They done changed everything. So I said, oh, my God, look at this. And so I walked around and I walked around and looked. I said, oh, my God, this is a completely different church. This is not a church like it used to be. And I began to look, and then a limo pulled up, and the limo had some rich people in there. So I said, oh, well, they probably come in and get the best seats and get the good seats and everything. And I kept looking, and somebody say, oh, no, they're not going to get no best seat. Told them, go around there. Go round back. sent them around the back. They had to come through, cross over, step over stuff just like everybody else. And they had to sit in a place where everybody else sits. And I say, oh, my God, God, this is different. This is different. Just be doing it. So today I'm telling you, don't expect church. If it's mega, that was a mega church. Do you hear what I'm saying? That was a mega church, a huge church. Took up what, let me say, a block and a half of space, so to speak. It was a big church. And let me tell you, they cut it down. Did you hear what I'm saying? It was cut down. Half the size, I don't know how to measure, but it was smaller than what it was. And it had less people. You hear? And I said, oh, okay, God, okay. So I start asking people stuff, you know, and everything. And they say, well, all I know is what I'm doing. Some was painting, some was just taking down, putting up little artifacts around, you know, and everything. I say, what y'all doing? Well, we changing the face of the church. I say, okay, all right. And I left that like it was. But then I woke up. And I was trying to think of what I dreamt to just a few minutes ago while Bishop was preaching. I thought it came to me. He said, what you saw was me restructuring the church. Not going to be as it was, normal. He said, but I'm restructuring the church. Oh, Lord, and I thought about it. They didn't learn with this pandemic. They didn't learn. Ain't nobody learned. Not now one of them learned. Everybody want to go back in and jumping and beating the band and hollering hallelujah and everything. Hallelujah is good. See, all of that's good, but he has a place for everything, order for everything. And we have been out of order. We have been out of order. We have not learned to change. Preachers, you have not learned the change. God had changed it some years ago, but you will not go into the change. The whole church has to be reconstructed from coast to coast. Don't care if it's overseas, underseas, round the seas. It still has to be reconstructed so Jesus can come. Do you get it? So Jesus can come. This is nothing for him to come after now. We jealous, huh? Picky, you know, prejudice. We got all kinds of anger in the church and all kind of issues in the church. We got all kind of doctrines in the church, huh? When Paul was sent out and the apostles, they were sent out with a specific word. We have a specific word, but we have forgotten to use it. We can't be empowered. Why not? Because we forgot our first love. We've got to turn around and go back to what God can come for something. Okay? Come for his anointed. Come for his people. His people. You notice when I pray, I say for his people and his church, because I knew the church had to be restructured. I knew it had to come back a different way than what it was, because God was not satisfied the way it was. That's why he sent out all the people that he sent out to do the work. Each time there was a change, each dispensation there was a change. You see, in the structure of the church, his word, because they had got out of it, they had veered out of the way God planned it. And let's get on order right now. Let's get in order, okay? I just want to say that this morning to you about it. Just give you what he kept saying, and I wasn't going to say it, but he told me to say that. So I said, let me get this little time in to give it to you. The church is being reconstructed.
Amen. Amen.
Right. write this date down of what I just said, y'all. Prophet can be, you know.
Amen, amen, amen.
So write this day down, and if it ain't the right thing, what you can do is tell me about it. Hallelujah, amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
We thank God for that rhema word coming forth from Bishop Porter, and we just thank God for Apostle Porter being obedient to the word of God.
Amen.
And giving us what thus say the Lord.
Amen.
Whether you want to receive it or not, it came from the Lord. And as she say, write it down. Write this date down today, what was said. And if you don't remember what was said, you go back and listen to the broadcast again, and you can do so by visiting our Facebook page at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and listen to the message and write it down. I received the word. I thank God for the word. I thank God for Apostle Porter being obedient to the word. Are you going to be obedient once you say write it down, write this date down, write it down today? We just thank God each and every day how we continue to use the man and woman of God in this broadcast. Call me prejudice, it doesn't matter, but I thank God for my apostle, my bishop, and my two pastors, Sharon and George Barnes. I thank God for them being obedient, bringing forth the word, teaching, preaching, praying, I mean, you name it. Can you do that to your pastors, your leaders today? Can you keep them in prayer? Can you keep them covered under the blood? Can you see about them? Can you even call them? Or do you have to make an appointment? Take the word today. And I like that word, empowered believer. Be empowered today. Be empowered even to pray for someone today, other than yourself, other than your family. Be empowered to pray for your nation today. He gave us that power. He gave us that strength. Pray for your president today. Pray for your vice president today. Keep them covered. And we know that they can do no more than God allowed them to do, but keep them covered. The word said we are to pray for those that are in charge over us. Are you doing that today? Or are you saying, I don't know how to pray? Guess what? Let me tell you, prayer is conversation between you and God. Conversation, just like you get on the phone, have conversation, you can have that conversation today with God. Just talk to him. You want to rededicate your life back to him? Talk to him. Repent. Talk to him. This is the time. There is no safer place today but in God. No safer place. So today, have that conversation with God. Have it today. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend. Text it to a friend. Email it to a friend. Call a friend. Join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that calling number is 347-857-3925. Till then.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As I stop worrying how the story ends,
when I let go, I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands that everything would be alright. Let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.